sip on some fresh tech insights and updates on T-Tech.
Hey, yo, what's up, Nation CFM? Hey, it's DB here. Now, if you thought that WhatsApp group calls were chaotic before, get ready for some order in the best way possible. A new real-time online counter lets you see how many friends are active in a group right now, kind of like Discord. Plus, the new Notify 4 feature is a total game changer. You can choose to get pinged only when you're mentioned, replied to, or messaged by someone in the contacts. If you're not, then you will not be notified, like you won't get notifications at all. And if you're the type who reacts to reactions, yep, they've got that as well. Just tap on someone's emoji reaction to add the same one. It's like very, very concise. These are some of the few new updates coming over to WhatsApp, and I just feel like, wow, so many changes. So today we're going to cover some of it, okay? TFM.
Get your game and tech updates right here on T-Tech.
Hey, what's up, Nation? TFM here. Hey, what's up? It's TP here. Alright, so WhatsApp recently rolled out a few, I would say like features that they're trying to introduce, and these are some of the fresh and new ones, so we're going to take a look at it. So planning something special with your group chat can be quite troublesome, but if you want to do it, well, WhatsApp has this new feature where you can now send RSVPs, bringing like a plus one, and pin events to the top of the chat so no one forgets. So basically, let's say you have a wedding, and I mean, right now, a lot of people actually send RSVP through WhatsApp. This would be a new feature, which would be very convenient for you. Oh, and also on video calls, you can now pinch to Zoom during the call and even add people on the fly straight away from your chats. Whether it's like a virtual hangout or a group project check-in, WhatsApp is giving this FaceTime and Zoom a run for their money. I feel like this is a must though, like because it's very convenient with text, with video calls, so you have to make it better for everyone. TFM.
Welcome to T-Tech.
Konnichiwa, Nation TFM here. Hey, what's up? It's TP here. All right, back to more features revealed by WhatsApp. iPhone users, WhatsApp got a little extra love for you though. You can now scan documents straight from the app. You don't need a third-party app. Not like we need any third-party apps, because for Apple smartphone users, you know that you have that notes where you can actually scan documents, right? Well, WhatsApp just wanted that so they can use in for all together. And if you want WhatsApp to be your go-to for text and calls, it can as well. Here's a feature everyone's buzzing about, which is voice message transcription. Instead of awkwardly listening to voice note in public, you can just read it like a text. I think this is what everyone wants, because sometimes you don't want to listen to voice messages, and I don't get why everyone decide like at a point in life whereby, you know what, let's just use a voice message for WhatsApp and not texting. I feel like no, that's not a way, and we don't, not everyone has a nice voice like me, so you shouldn't talk sometimes, okay? That's just how I feel. And so with this new transcription feature, I would think it's very, very easy to have.